on WIXX, Green Bay's Packers radio network station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
7:55 to go in the third. Stack to the left side with Devontae, the front man. MVS is split to the right. The motion to the right side from Lazard. Quick toss left side. Devontae's got it. He gets by Slay to the pylon for the end zone. Touchdown! Devontae Adams with a touchdown reception. And for Aaron Rodgers, his 400th career touchdown pass. He's the fastest of 400 in NFL history.
Wayne, it was a day of records yesterday for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you know, it really was, because he's also the only quarterback in NFL history to have five different seasons of 35-plus touchdown passes. And, yeah, it's amazing when you think about what he's done and the efficiency with which he's done it. You know, I think it's, what, 400 TD passes, only 88 interceptions. Just think about that.
It's a pretty crazy stat.
They're incredible. That offense right now, Wayne, is really clicking. And thank goodness, though, because, I mean, we do have some warts on defense still to kind of clean up a little bit. But when you can put up that many points, it's always looking good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, another 30-point performance. And, you know, the thing that struck me this week is I looked at the stats, the league stats, and I saw, okay, the Packers are number one in the league in scoring. They're scoring more than Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And you know, you started letting your mind wander a little bit and say, okay, wow, this is something. If the defense could just improve a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit, and it's showing signs of doing that, that's for sure. And if they could tighten up things on special teams, this club has a chance to come out of the NFC, because the team ahead of them, New Orleans, is a very good team and playing very well. We all know that. And going into the season, I thought they were the best team in the NFC, and they really are right now. But the Packers have already beaten them at New Orleans. And, you know, so, hey, listen, this is very doable if some things come together for the Packers down the stretch. And I think defensively it looks like, Nick, they're starting to come together pretty well for them.
You know, I don't know if it was a combination of the Philly line or the Packers' D, but there seemed to be a little more reckless abandon yesterday going after the quarterback, right?
You know, Murph, you've seen more pressure from the defensive front by the Packers. And, you know, Mike Patton's maybe been blitzing a little bit more, but they've gotten more pressure. And you're seeing players like Rashawn Gary coming on. Preston Smith has been much more active. Obviously, Zadarius Smith has been right there. I think the next guy that you're going to start noticing, and that will be Kenny Clark in the middle of that line. And, you know, he doesn't get a lot of credit, but a lot of times it's that guy in the nose of the defense that's tying up two blockers that allows other people free run to the quarterback.
Wayne, I don't want to get too negative after a 30-16 huge victory, which you clinched that ninth victory, a really big win and everything, but I feel like you're in a good spot. If you start to do some nitpicking in the fourth quarter of the season, it means that you're just that good. But our special teams has been legitimately concerning now. I mean, there are some big plays that are happening. Kick return, punt returns for touchdowns. There are fumbled kick returns by the Packers themselves. We had some missed extra point from Mason.
Yeah.
He's been great in field goals, so I don't want to crucify him too badly, but special teams is a legitimate concern.
Yeah, no question, Nick. And against good teams, you know, a play on special teams like what happened yesterday could get you beat. And they know that. Everybody knows that. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what the solution is at this stage of the season. I mean, your roster is pretty much what it is. Sometimes, though, you should make note of the fact that, you know, when someone gets injured, a starter gets injured, especially if it's a defensive starter like a linebacker or a defensive back, that impacts special teams because they elevate somebody from the second unit to a starting role, and a lot of times they take them off of some of those special teams' duties, and that can have an impact. So you've got a roster that's evolving as the season goes along, and, you know, special teams is something also that, you know, if you look around the league, and I did this summer, a lot of the teams that are really good on special teams have invested a lot in special teams. In other words, instead of your three specialists, your kicker, your punter, your deep snapper, you're investing three or four or even five roster spots in guys who wouldn't make your team except that they play special teams and cover kicks and punts exceptionally well. Now, that's a lot to ask for an organization, and most teams can't afford to do that. But sometimes that's the teams that are really good at special teams, the Baltimore Ravens and teams like that, that's what they do. And so it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, they've got to tighten up special teams coverage. No doubt about it.
Well, and the signing of Tavon Austin might help a little bit with that, too, because Tyler Irvin went down again yesterday.
Tyler's been banged up. He does make a very positive impact when he's back there returning punts and kicks and makes good decisions usually in that role. I think obviously he's nicked up again, and we're going to see Tavon Austin, I think, as early as next week. You're exactly right, Murph. And, you know, it's interesting in this ball game. When you take a look at special teams generally dictate field position, you know, and how long a field you play on. Well, yesterday, thanks to special teams, the Philadelphia Eagles played on a 73-yard field. Their average start to a drive was the Philadelphia 27. The Green Bay Packers, 81-yard field. Their average start drive was 19-yard line of Green Bay.
Yeah.
That's a huge, huge difference.
Absolutely. Hey, we're talking football with Wayne. Quick timeout. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrabee.
On the Murphy in the Morning Show.
On WIXX.
Give his Darren Jones up the middle. Breaks through. 30. Cutting left. 35. He's to the 40. 45 to the 50. Down the left sidelines. Still on his feet. Cuts it back. 25-20. He's got a chance to the 10 to the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Aaron Jones, 77 yards to the north end zone for the dagger.
Wayne, I'll tell you what, that was an impressive run right there, and they got Aaron Jones over the 100-yard mark. But it's hard to believe it's been week two since he's rushed for 100 yards.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know he missed a couple of games, but, it's hard to believe. And, of course, the last time he did a 100-yard rushing day, he had, what, a 75-yarder? Against Detroit, but you know what? That's what the great backs do, Murph. I mean, they meander along around 4 yards a carry, and then boom. You know, you look at Dalvin Cook's days. When he's got a big day, he's usually got a 45, 50-yard run in there, and same for Aaron Jones. And also the other thing is over 100 yards of offense from the line of scrimmage for Jones on just 18 touches. He had 148 yards because he had 3 catches for 18 yards as well.
You know, speaking of catches, some of those balls that Devontae caught yesterday were unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually.
Yeah, you know, and it's happening so often that you kind of you don't even think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ball goes in between defenders, and you know that 17's going to come up with it one way or the other. But, he's just at the top of his game. Rodgers is at the top of his game. You know, they've got, two excellent running backs they can interchange in there, and offensively, this thing is really humming very well. Look at Tonyan's got 8 touchdown passes and, receptions, I should say, 8 touchdown receptions. And then, Alan Lazard, you can see what he brings to the party. You know, kind of a quiet day, but all of a sudden Lazard's there, 3 catches, 50 yards. Tonyan's got 4 for 39 and a 25-yard touchdown. And you add it all together, and this is the, arguably the top offensive unit in the league. And yet, if you're not a Packers fan, beyond Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, who are those guys? You know, maybe you know Aaron Jones a little bit, but beyond that, you know, who are these guys? So they've done a wonderful job with this team.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit on Sunday, Wayne, is always weird. Anytime it's in the division and anytime on the road, I just feel like it doesn't matter how good you are or how bad another team might be. When you get together in the division at Detroit, strange things happen.
Oh, no question about it. And you know, Nick, the other thing that people kind of poo-poo this a little bit, and they shouldn't, people don't realize how difficult it is to win week to week in the NFL. And, you know, I just look at the Tennessee Titans. I mean, coming off the big win at Indianapolis, they go back home and they get pasted. You know what I mean? They suffer a loss like that, and they're a really good football team. And you know, it's such a week-to-week league that when you take care of business, people say, well, that's what they should have done, beating the Eagles 30-16. Yeah, but it's not easy to do. It's a lot easier to just look at it and say, okay, they're favored by 10. They should win by at least 10, maybe more. But, that's not reality in this league. Because the difference between the best team in this league and the worst team in this league is not nearly as big as the record would indicate.
Perfect example we talked about earlier this morning, Nick, Kansas City and Denver. I don't think anybody gave Denver a chance in heck of being anywhere in that game last, and they almost pulled it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, look at the Raiders. They were down to the Jets all day and finally were able to get it done.
How about that?
You just go on down the line. It's amazing, guys, what happens week to week in this league.
Yeah, what's Pittsburgh's deal? Where are they at?
Well, they're still.
I know.
Unbeaten.
Did they play this weekend?
They play Washington today. That's the
today?
Early game.
All right.
That's the yep. early game. Put your yep. feet up, Wayne, and enjoy some nice afternoon Monday night football.
I'm calling it right now.
And
loss.
If you haven't had enough football, there's more on Tuesday.
Right.
Boy, this pandemic is really giving us a lot of different days for football.
The season just keeps on giving, Wayne.
I'm calling a Washington win today.
You are?
Yes, I am. It's time.
You do it.
You know what the great story of the year? Alex Smith is the...
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool to see.
Isn't that incredible? You know, it kind of brings a tear to your eye knowing how much he came through. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers has always told me he's a great, great guy. And I've never met Alex Smith, but it seems like he's that kind of a guy that you really pull for and root for. And Ron Rivera is a friend of mine. You know, I knew him as a player with the Bears and later as a coach. And he was even a colleague at WGN with us, working some on-air work with us. And in Chicago, but you kind of pull for people like that. They're good people, and they've taken a downtrodden, you know, Washington franchise, and hey, they've got them in the playoff hunt in the NFC East.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Right there.
Fun to watch this afternoon.
Are we going to play Wayne out with the Kiki?
We don't have the Kiki ready.
Okay.
But yeah.
We don't have the Kiki ready.
We have a song, Let's Have a Kiki.
Yeah.
And when he has a great game, we play Let's Have a Kiki. Well, guess who hasn't played yet? The song hasn't played yet.
Until today.
Yeah. So this is a big day, because I personally thought we ruined his career after highlighting him for that one game.
Wayne, you have a great week.
We'll talk to
you next week, okay, bud?
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, thank you, sir. You bet.